July 2nd, 2006. It's the What from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. That was the Muffs with Oh Nina. We started with John Coltrane. Something brand new, him and Thelonious Monk, 1957. A tune called Ruby, My Dear. We played the Carnegie Hall stuff, Monk and Train. And now they've released the only studio stuff they did.
Isn't it cool to keep getting new stuff from a guy who's been dead for so long?
Yeah, brother, man. Try it now.
It's cool to get new stuff from a dead guy.
The gift that keeps giving. yeah, anything. John Coltrane, truly inspiring. The Muffs there, our guest today brought that in. Miss Eva.
Hi.
From Pedro.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard. Watt from Pedro Show. And joining me and Brother Matt here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. So, why do you like Muffs?
I don't know. I just like her voice a lot.
And you know she was from Pandora.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was
that's interesting.
In the 80s, they'd have been played with them in maybe Firehose, too.
Really?
I think so, yeah. They became other bands. And Muffs was one of them, the members. I think one of them went to Leave in Trains. But, yeah, the singer tragically died suddenly. But, in fact, I played with the Muffs in December with the Germs.
I know, I wanted to go to that.
The 25th, when we tested it out, you were little. Well, that's where I picked up Omar. That sounds great. No, after the gig, you know, I pack up my equipment, and I got the boat, and I'm ready to drive, and there's this kid.
Dude.
Yeah, this young man is on the corner and yells over me, "Are you going to Pedro?" And I'm going, man, who would say that up here in West Hollywood? You know, and it's this young guy named Omar, and he actually lived by where I did on 14th. And
yeah.
So, yeah, you can't shake that. I can hear them. And I gave him a ride home, and he's telling me all this. He's got a guitar, likes surf music, and his brothers are older brothers into hip hop, but he likes surf music. And he's going to start his own band and all this. And it was a great meeting.
Yeah.
He had a big kind of afro.
Yeah, he has shows at his house sometimes. They're really cool.
Here, we got to adjust this because you're blasting.
I'm blasting?
Well, compared to what you were doing before.
Oh.
Little mouse voice.
Little mouse voice?
It's the mouse. The mouse that roared.
The mouse that roared?
Yeah. Now you're good.
Okay. I'll talk like this.
No, you can talk. I adjusted it. Don't get little now. So, Eva, you were at the thing I taped with Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You people are probably wondering why I'm doing the show today, right? I'm supposed to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Watt was a retard, and it wasn't June 29th. It's July 29th. So, I was all packed up, ready to go, and like, I still didn't get the flight info, so I emailed Henry, the tour boss, you know, I don't know where, I think it's Long Beach Airport, right? And he's a little Scottish man, you know. Although it's email, I could hear his voice. What? You idiot! It's next month. So, actually, in between, there's another trip, so I leave on July 10th, so 9 more days. But I taped this thing with Chuck Treese and Ray Barbie, these two professional skaters, and you were there at the house.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Now, that house is where a lot of gigs are.
Yeah.
And now you're all little.
I'm little? I'm sorry.
I want to have the dominating voice. There you go. And maybe at that pad is where I met you at the gigs. Vinny Vincent took me to the those places, or maybe a Harold's thing. Harold's is closed.
Yeah.
No, I think it was in Long Beach.
Long Beach.
It was Long Beach party.
Cause you're a wild dancer, right?
You told me I had a fire inside of me. And I thought that was really funny because I was like, and I went up to her and I was like, Mike Watt just told me I had a fire inside of me. I thought that was really funny.
Well, what I thought was neat was there was this whole Pedro scene I had no idea of. These people make it. I kind of knew of the FYP guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, I even kind of knew that they turned into Toys to Kill. Because I was looking for a drummer because Jerry Trebitich couldn't tour anymore in the second minute. And Vinny Vegas turned me on to Raul.
Hmm.
And he, I guess, lived with them on 4th Street, kind of.
Yeah, he lived on 4th.
Right.
Until they got evicted.
Yeah. And now he's in the old Peckman or on 15th.
Yeah, 15th.
Todd's over on 3rd or 4th.
Yeah, he's on 3rd.
3rd Street.
Yeah.
But on the other side of Gaffey. And, yeah, it was funny her talking about 13th Street. Nobody's from Pedro there. We have a lot of immigrant punks, young punk rockers that aren't from Pedro, but they must have heard of our town.
Yeah.
And are attracted to.
Totally.
All roads lead to Pedro.
Yeah, I don't miss at all.
So, this is always busted. So, once you adjust it, it'll just bust again.
Okay. Pedro.
Okay. All roads lead to Pedro.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
come on down.
Yeah, so we got a lot of people moving here, huh?
Yeah.
We got chic lofts for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Marina del Pedro.
I like young people coming to do punk. I don't know why folks coming to
keep
do
it
that.
Real.
Yeah, because the yuppie sterilization is something I don't think our town really...
It's very non-Pedro.
Serves. But it is interesting. I get out of touch, you know. I know about the punk scene from 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It was very small. In fact, you could count all of them on your... Maybe both hands and a foot. Now there's a lot. Last week, right, there was this party on 7th Street.
Yeah, at Eddie's house.
And there was 3 Milwaukee bands.
Wow.
Yeah, from out of town. A lot of Pedro people. Yeah, Eddie and Kathleen. He played in one of the bands, of course.
Yeah, I don't
played
think
some organ.
Yeah, he did. I forgot
right,
about
with
that.
With the drummer.
The Anthony. Guitar. And his girlfriend,
what
Jericho.
What was that band called?
Sleepover.
Sleepover, yeah. Played with Sleepover.
So how does the word get around? Flyers or hotline?
The computer, just word of mouth, I guess.
Why would people leave Anaheim for Pedro?
Disneyland? We got Harleys. Yes. The Harleys are back.
Yeah, we got
Harley
the ticket
extenders
in full effect. Way into that.
It's the season.
Yeah. I went to the track yesterday with Raymond, and there was a big article in the forum about attendance will be down because 4th of July is on a Tuesday. You know, anything, right? I won 3 races.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. There was a horse bred in Japan. Very rare. I mean, we get them from Argentina, England, France, Brazil, even. But not usually there. And there was a whole bunch of their folks, and they were saying something else. It won. God, it was beautiful, too. Really, really shiny coat. And I won on him. And Banzai is kind of out of style. So they were saying something else like Yaso, or something. They were really, it's not this anymore with both hands either. It's like a fist or a number one finger.
Ichiban.
Yeah, but you don't do both hands up and yell Banzai. Because I did that and I got some weird ass looks. Then I bet on Nakatani, Corey Nakatani, but he got pulled off the mount. But the guy replaced him won.
Oh.
See, I've done a lot by the
chance. Pony was ready to go.
Pony was ready. It was a beautiful race, too. Hung back, and on the last corner came in.
Oh, cool.
It was a big cluster. Went right. They went outside. He went in. And then I won with my favorite jock, Alex Solis. I have so much respect for those guys. Little men with church bell labels.
Yeah. It's bitching getting down there and checking the horses out up
on
close.
The paddock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go out there, I took some shots. And then hanging with Raymond, the best. He was I think his next show is in a while, so he's gonna be home. Maybe we'll get the Shakespeare movie.
Cool.
Richard II gone. Although Gomez has to go to Spain. It's hard to get all three of
us.
Yeah. And Bob Stiers is, he's ready too. The whole gang's going to be in this one. But it was Bryston. It was at Hollywood Park, man. And in the tunnel, there's a Ben Turi because there's some pressure differences. Uh-huh. The wind blows. That's where I kind of went. Because it was Bryston on the guitar there. I think the attendance is down at races because people are into gambling.
Yeah, there's way more gambling opportunities.
And you don't have to wait 20 minutes for every race, right? Hit me.
They have gambling there, Hollywood Park.
That's right, the casino's right next door.
I want to go to the night.
So you go to the tables.
Yeah, you get instant.
By the way, speaking of which, you were just in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I got four queens playing poker one night. That was kind of cool.
Whoa, and it was your B-day.
Yeah.
What, Friday?
Friday, yeah.
So happy B-day.
Thanks. Yeah, we actually went to do a little boating out in the Lake Mead.
Yeah, did some float.
The water was so warm. It was great. It was insane. It was 114. That was
in the air,
insane.
But not
it
the
was.
Water.
Yeah, the water was probably over 80, though.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like almost piss like.
Yeah. Way into that. Like with a wetsuit?
No, man.
The best.
Yeah, no wetsuit necessary this time. So I got kind of fried on the first day, and I opted out the second day, and then I jumped in a cab and went and checked out that exhibit Bodies. Here on that,
the
real cadavers that they took the water out and put polymers and dissected them. Yeah, man, that's wild. They had like little babies cut like prosciutto.
So you get some insights.
Yeah, very much.
Insights on insights.
Yeah, that's trippy.
Yeah, but what about what's your take on the town?
Man, it's huge. It just keeps growing.
Yeah.
So that just feeds back to that people want to gamble more, I guess, because they're gambling at home and then they're going out there to gamble. Henderson to Vegas is just like one big place now. It's just traffic. People were talking about how the traffic's they got to go move someplace else now. It's not as bad as LA, but there was plenty of traffic.
Gaming on it.
Yeah, they just keep building these huge mega casinos.
What about nighttime with the lights?
Is
the power being used?
Man, oh man. You know, and it's trippy because even driving all the way out there in Henderson and in between, they'll build a shopping center or a casino and then just start building in all these housing tracks. Like, just cities are being built everywhere. And Lake Mead, for example, is way down. All those pads are using water and stuff.
So, right.
Yeah. It's
got to be finite.
Yeah, something's a little lopsided out there. Life out of balance. But people are gambling.
Where'd you get the four queens? Which pad?
I was staying in Henderson. Okay. So I was just at the Fiesta Henderson.
Yeah. So, like what Raymond was saying, look, I can watch the ponies as sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and him, we don't bet big time at all. $2 a race, and for me to win three races is pretty intense. It's kind of it's hard.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And get this, they've changed. It used to be $2 a minimum, $1 for a trifecta exacta. Now they got 10-cent buttons and 50-cent buttons.
Wow-wee.
Yeah, can you make a 10-cent
bet? They're user friendly.
Guys, baseball, you know, when you do all the combinations, be at the machine for like an hour and a half. You know, they have $50. I see them, you know, they'll use whatever that voucher has credit.
Wow.
Not what. I play it out. I string it out. So, I agree with Raymond. For us, it's like sport.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely is. It's, like I said, a lot of respect for the jocks. The horses are beautiful. And, it's a little exciting for 2 minutes.
These Japanese horses got their own shiatsu masters travel with them.
Well, Raymond's telling me they got special ways of flying them over. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Freaking out.
Oh, man, yeah, that's a long trip for a horse. I think being in one of those trailers is bad. Bless you.
Yeah, mission.
Salute.
Bless you.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
here on Watt from Pedro Show.
In the
Watt from Pedro Show. Some Richard Hell. Love Comes in Spurts. Richard Hell and the Voidoids. 1977. Before that, we had Children of the Revolution, T-Rex. From, I don't know, 5 or 6 years before that. Then we started off with My Name is Zato from Shintaro Katsu. He's the cat who played Zatoichi in the Blind Swordsman series, the movies in Japan, 62 to 73, I think they made like 26 of them. And he's, in those days, it's like a set in Edo, what they call the Edo period, which was, samurais didn't have gigs maybe 300 years ago. So they're roaming around, you know, looking, that's what a ronin means, they're roaming around. But he's a blind guy, and in those days, the only work you could get is massager. So Zato is like the lowest rung of massagers, but he's really good with his walking stick, his tapper stick, has actually got a sword in it. And using his ears, he's really good at sword, but he usually only uses it when some belligerent thing, usually to protect people who are being preyed on. He likes to drink and gamble. So he's not a squeaky cleaner like Superman or something like this. He's just a dude. And in fact, when dudes get killed, which is pretty amazing because it's before the days of CGI and blood, all over. So you don't see any blood. What you do is you see swords whip around, and then dudes are frozen for like 10 seconds, and then timber, So, because I get empathy pain, I can't watch people getting their heads cut off or blasted. So this is more like dancing in a way. And then he always has all the sadness about it. He's not happy about it. I think this one where he plays this shamisen is from the second or third one. One of the early ones. And he's, he gives rubs. He'll do that stuff for money. He kind of money's to go gamble or stay at pads. And they're interesting. I think you can rent them. They've had them on the IFC. I've seen them. They're kind of trippy. I don't know much about this culture. I'm learning more and more about it. By betting on the racehorses. I found the name for sea lion. It's a Ashika. So when we see them out on the buoys, they're the Rilak Ashika. You know about the Rilak Kuma, right? Yeah, somebody turned me on to this character over there. They're way big, and we got them too. You'll see them on the corner. Some dude in a, alligator suit or something, right? With the head.
With
the A1 smog
sign.
The cash advance. One of the worst jobs, you make it through the desert and all this stuff.
You go put on a penguin suit. 114 out in the head too with the sign. Yeah. He was badass with that sign, dude.
Oh, man. Well, so they're called,
Rilakkuma?
No, this kind of creature. They're not a creature. It's a dude in a suit. Kigurumi. Okay? And that's what Rilakkuma is. He's this bear. It means relaxed bear. And he lives in this with this person called office lady. You know about salary man, right?
He's a
generic manager guy who has to work long hours and party with his boss. Well, office lady runs the things. And when they get married, they're expected to retire and all that. Office lady, her role is changing in Japan. Japan is changing. So Rilakkuma lives with her. And he just wants... You can see where he fits in with that culture, right? The go, and he just wants to, I had these graphics of him just laying around and sauntering muds, the different poses of him laying around. And he's got a little buddy named Kori Rakuma. He's kind of younger, and he's a little white bear. And he's mischievous. He lays right on him. And then there's this yellow bird that really is annoying. Make sure they never get to relax. I think he's Hiroi Tori is his name. So the weird thing about him is, it's a guy in a suit, because you can see in the back there's even a seam, where the zipper, he's a drawing, right? You can look this up on Wikipedia, by the way, internet access. And the strange thing about him is that he's there's a what it says is inside the costume is an animal similar to the one on the outside, which is kind of strange. You know, like Mike Watt wearing a Mike Watt suit. And not really, because I thought about this. It says similar. So what does that mean? A badger? a raccoon? It doesn't have to be bear, right? If it's similar. So
trippy.
Sorry. Eva, you pick this next song?
Yeah.
Jolie Holland?
Yeah.
What about her?
She's nice. I don't know. I met her one time and she was really cool. And she plays the violin, but I've never heard it in her recordings. But she doesn't use a rest. She does it like in an interesting way. You can tell she taught herself.
Style.
The song, they call that a fiddle.
Yeah, similar, but her hand is like in the wrong. You can tell she taught herself, but it still sounds really good.
She put it on her chin, or does she put it on her arm?
She puts it on her chin, but she doesn't have a rest in her her wrist holds it up, which is what you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be out like this. So you can tell she's self-taught or something, but she still sounds really good.
We've had some fiddle players.
Yeah.
Petra.
And Heather.
Although Heather's is viola. It's a little bigger.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm learning. I don't know.
And I remember this guy who taught me and D. Boone some stuff, how to learn songs off the off records. He lived in the Volkswagen. His name is Roy Mendez Lopez, an incredible musician. And he built his own violins. And he hated the way they were. Everything's built too thick. It traps, imprisons all the sounds. So his stuff was like paper thin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and just from tuning would make them explode sometimes. Just collapse on them.
Wow. Probably resonates really well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But fragile like anything. You put your finger through this stuff. The wood was so thin. No varnish, no finish. I've always wondered about Roy. Where is he now? He's a beautiful musician and had incredible philosophies. Kind of coming out of the hippie days, but not with the bogus shallowness, but like at some of their core ethics about
the philosopher's style.
Yeah, getting down at the what's real and what can we, you know, heave over the side, which was like. I remember he'd get clothes, you know, dumpster dive, and then get white shoe polish, and do them up. Oh. Only dude I know who did that. He recycled the clothes by white shoe polishing.
Wow.
He liked white. He liked to wear white. Kind of, it's had some Krishna ideas. And I remember him, I can still hear his voice tell me, and he go, X. He talked like a little mouse. Kind of. X. Roy Mendez Lopez. Self-taught. Got into Vivaldi and Bach big time. And then flamenco, which was trippy because you got to like start beating on your guitar. And the way he made him. How did we meet him? Chuck Sound of Music.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Up at Petco. Or
that's what it's called now, huh? Petco. But it was up at that Park Western shopping center because me and D. Boone lived in Park Western, part of Peter. So anyway, Jolie Holland. Not for Pedro Show. Thank you.
You don't really like the way you win a war, and now you're living in agony. next. It's a single that we've got out in England at the moment.
with Chicoda Youth, Whitey album, Burning Up. Before that, we had Dot Dash, some Live Wire. I just got the Wire box set, first three albums and two live albums. That's Wire in 78, live at CBGB. It's a great collection. They redid the first three albums exactly, no bonus tracks, mastered really good. So check it out, Wire. I don't know if there would be a Minutemen without the Wire, without Wire. Not the Wire. Well, it was the Wire. Wire. For a while, they were spelling without the E. It's like word. before that, we had some songs you picked, Eva.
Built to Spill?
I Would Hurt a Fly by Built to Spill. Doug and Company from Boise. What do you like about them?
I don't know. I just like that song a lot because I think I was like stoned in a car once and I heard it and I was like, oh, this is a really good song. I just like
memories. Scooter Boy.
I'm not good at subscribing.
Scooter Boy. So he touches the sentimental buttons.
I guess.
And then before that, we had some.
Sounds special.
Muffs by Accident. Song called Agony. Maybe back up a little bit. Yeah. Didn't mean to play that, but I had the wrong CD. But it's a good song.
It was a good accident.
Reprise of the Muffs. And we started off with. Roll My Blues by Jolie Holland, playing guitar, not fiddle. And talk about folk music. You like folk music?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to describe things.
Okay. It shows you, though, that funks are not just one kind. In fact, it's not style of music. It's a state of mind. So, folk fits.
Yeah, I like folk music a lot.
Yeah, no problem. We're at the end of the first hour, Live from Pedro Show, July 2nd, 2006. Hang tight for hour two. July 2nd, 2006. It's the second hour of the Live from Pedro Show.
Baby!
From Pedro show. That was something Eva picked.
Oh.
A tune called Evangeline from Edith Frost. Uh-huh. Is that your full name, right?
Yeah, but I also just really like Edith Frost.
Yeah, I knew that. No, she's no much respect for her. Before that was now I've been trying to I took consensus here on how to say this band's name, Sun O. Because he's got, maybe it's Sun Zero, because after it's three parentheses, right size, close parentheses. But maybe that's the object to having a name like that.
It's like a symbol.
So it'll keep us wondering.
People.
What's that?
I said to confuse people.
To confuse people. And it's a tune called It Took the Night to Believe. So you really dug that up, Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vinny Vegas has joined us in the studio here. And what'd you say, Eva?
Huh?
When Iggy. Iggy. When Vinny. You can
live with
that. When Vinny walked in the door, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, I thought you were going to flake.
Oh, me?
You were supposed to flake.
You were supposed to flake.
I work a lot.
Yeah. That's it.
Houston.
When we go to pedal again.
Drinking.
Is that
the
worst thing?
Drinking, I missed the last one because of drinking. I just felt so shitty.
Oh, that's right.
And Todd called me 100 times. It was before your 100th show, and he had his 100th CD show coming up.
Hey, you were at the skate thing with Ray Barbie and Chuck Trees?
Yeah, that was cool, man. That was cool. I had a good time. That
you didn't know that was coming, huh? There was a lot of chords.
Oh. Yeah,
in the tunage.
Big time. Yeah, wasn't it just your three combos?
Especially for skaters, huh?
No, it was
it shows
jazzy.
You, man. Yeah.
It was kind of sophisticated.
You can't judge people.
No, you can't, like, you thought he was going to get up there and start working.
No, it wasn't that at all. He was great. I had to learn all the stuff the day before. It was pretty involved.
Yeah, you were in that.
And they're both great musicians. And they're top-notch skaters.
Yeah.
Righteous. We did it at this 13th Street down.
Yeah.
You were there. Eva was there, too.
Yeah.
I blew some
plans.
You know, I did. Yeah, well, he's Long Beach, but he's around.
That's where I used to see him.
That's a, yeah? Did they film? I think this week they're supposed to film at the skate park here in Pedro. His part.
Oh, today it's just people hanging out.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, it's sometime during the week. And it's going to turn into something for Fuel TV, show called Check 1-2 or something.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But, you know, I was asked, Ray asked me, he said, yeah, I want a DIY vibe, but when I think of that, I think of the Minutemen and Pedro, and these cats made their own, Andy Harris and the folks, made the skate park, and then I told him about you bringing me over to this 13th Street house where there's these gigs in the living room.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was wild. Hey, you didn't know about the party at Eddie's house, 7th Street. There was three bands from Milwaukee.
No, I didn't know about it.
Because you asked me even.
Yeah, I told you to go.
Yeah. Last week? Yeah, no, I found out after the fact.
And some Pedro bands played. Toys That Killed. It got shut down then.
Yeah, before
right.
They could play.
Set up at 13th Street.
And then
she said, you know why? Because one of the ladies there called the police on her own party.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Banana.
Okay.
Okay, we started off the second hour with a band from Brazil called Cachorro Grande.
Yeah.
And a song called Sinceramente. So, with that as an intro, very sincerely, I bring aboard Brother Matt and his Righteous Spin Cycle.
Cool. I'm going to go for a little Danger Mouse for starters, mixing up his Black Album and Beatles White Album for his own Gray Album.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OC. I guess even back then you could call me CEO of the ROC. Ho! Fresh out the frying pan and in the fire. I be the music band's number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho. Not DOC, but similar to the letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a fool. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Say the movie, dogs. Whenever there's a drought, get your umbrellas out, because that's when I brainstorm. You can blame Sean, but I ain't invent the game. I just rolled the dice trying to get some change. And I do it twice, ain't no sense to me lying as if I am a different man. And I can blame my environment, but ain't no reason why I be buying expensive chains. Hope you don't think users are the only abusers. Niggas getting high within the game. If you do, then how would you explain? I'm 10 years old, still the vibe is in my veins. I got a hustler spirit, nigga, period. Check out my hat, yo, peep the way I wear it. Check out my swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. No matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was, where you got here. Pony God can trust me, so I'm gone. Either love me or leave me alone. Came from the bottom of the block. I
When I was born, it was wrong. I was never gonna be shit. Had to pull the opposite. I was bitch. Had to get my rock. I had on eyes on the prize, Sean. Knew I had to get these chips. Had to make moves like Elijah Wong. Started out selling dimes and nicks. Graduated to a brick. No exaggeration. My infatuation with the strip. Legendary like a schoolboy. Crush a man in any heavy chick. Heavy shit. That's how schoolboy got whipped and got left on some. Just me, myself, and I on some true boy shit. Had to voice to a place of. To a place of no return. Had to play with fire and get burned. Only way the boy ever gonna learn. Had to lay weight in the cut. Till I finally got my turn. Now I'm on top in the spot that I earned. It's my life. It's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last. And my last like my first. And my birth is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears. And the laughter it brings to me is my everything. Like I never rode in a limo. Like I just dropped flows to a demo. Like it's 92 again and I got O's in a rental. Back in the school again, no problem. It's a whole lot simple. When you think back, you thought that you would never make it this far. Then you take advantage of the love you handed. Of the talent you've been given. Ain't no past living. Ain't no slipping. Ain't no different from a block that's hidden. Gotta get it while the getting good. Gotta strike while the iron's hot. When you stop, then you gotta fit it. Good riddance. Goodbye. This is my second major breakup. My first was with a pager, with a hoopie, a cook pot, and a game. This one's with the stew, with the stage, with the fortune. Well, maybe not the fortune, but certainly my life. My pain and my struggle, the song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my thirst is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter. It brings to me, it's my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first like the first song I sang. Woo! Just like the blues, go ride out on this one. Ta-ta, be high. Yo, I remember you was making them dances for them niggas at radio and shit. Clark Kent, I was good looking out, nigga. Carlene, whoever thought we'd make it this far, homie. Shock, they can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Vinny S. Dane, what up? Robbing the bank. Niggas thought we was crazy, man. Remember, you had that fucked up ass handwriting. You was writing all the numbers that we was spending down for the videos we was doing ourselves. And see, what up? Richie Flavor now. Your account was crazy wrong and shit. But we still put it together. Biggs, what's up? We went the same time as in the Chaminilla. Your dog peed on homie leg and shit at his crib. I think that was rude. Niggas having a little trouble with the pool. You and Ty Ty's laughing. Emery was there. What up, Emery? What up, Ty? Hip hop, what up, man? Hey, Hop, you ain't have no you ain't had no motherfucking seat on your bicycle. Now you the head of black music. That's what I'm talking about right there, homie. What up, G? Yes, sir. Hey, Bison Rock. Hey, Guru. I know you spoiled, man. I be taking them shits in one take. You don't have to punch nigga shit. Stick it, you gonna be tight. OG Juan, what up? I'm a little upset that you wasn't involved in this whole process, but it's all good. What's up, Dad? My whole family, my nephew, cousin Angie. What's up, TT? Mom, you made the album. How crazy is that? Baba Law, rest in peace. My pops. Rest in peace. What's up, AJ? Biggie Smalls. Rest in peace. Nigga, I'm about to go golfing, man. Hey, I might even have me a cappuccino. Fuck it. I'm going somewhere nice with no mosquitoes at, nigga. Holla. It's your boy! If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the gap patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cash is closed. Rap critics say it's money cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zapper toe, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critic, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. I beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so Rap Max try and use my black ass. So advertise to give them more cash for ads. Fuck it, I don't know what you take me as. Don't understand the entire.
bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, pop it bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car door. Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no Holly chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I could fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you, son? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. I'm lost to the registration, it's the body of the car. You carry the weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my gloves are parking is locked, so it's a truck in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp for tack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when you say that. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I could back for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense to try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a proof fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-raff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharin. But ain't nothing sweet, but I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, being a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Woo! Woo! Bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, cause you know we do work. Mashing in my Chevy down the streets of New York, they feel me. I swoop grip and hit up the spot. Snatch flavor is my dual pipes, burn up the block. We bumping hardcore, heavyweight, B-boy blast. On the street, they hear my beat, my 69 is fast. Smash down Linux, head up to the view. Some reporter wanna holler, and I said it was cool. Wanna know about the album and the enemies new. How me, Ian, how Gorilla Funk is keeping it moving. Breaking bread, talking politics, you know how it goes. About the war and how it's shitty that we murder for dope. Then the reporter asked the question that I had to mask. How I would act if every day was maybe my last. How if every day I worried about my family and this. I'd be murdered on these streets in a puddle of piss. Or if I would get some news that my brother had died. If they ran up in my house and hurt my kids and my wife. Or if we was looted and somebody took all our bags. If my sister was abducted, never heard from again. Began to compare it so he could observe when I made the parallels with how they living abroad. I can't ignore it. Pigs ride deep in the streets. Cap a nigga for his wallet, beat another for free. And the cold part about it, life is cheaper than that. People on the bottom kill each other for scraps. Imagine that. Propaganda got the people confused. Damn,
stand by the media that keep them subdued. I've been around the world, seen a lot of shit in my life. Same siren, same ghetto bird swirling at night. Same racism profiling each of us all. Same outsiders where we live, enforcing the law. Gas trapping on the streets, guns playing with heat. Same prisons full of brothers herded in like sheep. Same turncoats that'll burn folks for pay. Same conditions in communities, we die every day. Same brutality and ignorance, now what will it take to break the motherfucking cycle, get the people away? Fresh out of tears for 'em, all out of tears for 'em. Even though my heart goes out, what the fuck you crying about? Money for a building, but what about home? What about when the way we live is shitty, where's the love for our own? I can't decide it, it's real. I hit you with proof. Maybe I'll be suicided, cause I hit you with truth. See, they kill for less than what we say on records to you. Hear the message in the music from a rebel to you. Rebel now to listen. You.
That's why I keep my game face on like Bobby Knight. What? I'm all blemished. Got flames. Shit. What? I'm all blemished.
Acting like Big Daddy don't got flames.
What? All blemished.
Acting like Aphrodite don't got flames.
Listen. All blemished. Feel me. Now we leaving burn marks in the game.
Spitting content and spread it throughout project development. About to play your Alpha Club, bag the hottest ones, and keep girls' titties shaking like pocket suns. Groovy women and cool G denim. When I spit my shit, you know it's truly venom. Take them back to the crib and make a movie with them. Then tomorrow night, a new beginning. A few pointers that you need to learn about her. Now start your night off, I'll tell you how it's turning out. Holla.
What from Pedro?
Oh, shit.
I've never heard of those in a while.
What from Pedro show. That was the Nels Klein Singers. Skippered by Mr. Nels Klein himself. And a tune picked by one of our guests here today, Mr. Benny Vegas. Something called A Mug Like Mine. A Mug Like Mine, Nels Klein Singers. Of course, there's no singing, and that's Nels' inside joke about the name of his band. What's the name of your band? New band?
It's not even really a band, but it's Taco Truck. Taco Truck.
Taco Truck. Now, we went next show, we got to have some tunage. What was the last thing we played by him? Ghetto Bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come on.
This is my taco truck.
Don't let the meat loaf.
No, we don't want to overcook it.
And Brother Matt, thanks much for that dose of
cool.
Cyclage, spinach. And we're at the end of the hour two, July 2, 2006 edition, Lock the Pedro Show. Hang tight, Roger. July 2, 2006. It's the third hour of the Lock from Pedro Show.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Yeah! Sundays kill more men than bombs. Due to weekend conditions, and although there's not too much smog, everything's jammed and it's worse than masts down in a storm. And you can't go anywhere, and if you do, they're all staring into glass and waiting for dinner. And no matter how bad it is, not the glass, the dinner. They'll spend more time talking about it than eating it. And that's why my wife got rid of me. I was a boor and didn't know when to smile or fake it. Or rather worse, I did, but didn't. And one afternoon with people diving into pools and playing cards and watching carefully shaven comedians in starched white shirts and fine neckties trying to be one of them, kidding about what the world had left them, I pretended a headache and they gave me the young lady's bedroom. She was about 17, and hell, I crawled beneath her sheets and pretended to sleep, but everybody knew I was a cornered fake. But I tried all sorts of tricks. I tried to think of Wilde behind his bars, but Wilde was dead. I tried to think of him shooting a lion or walking down Paris streets medallioned with his wild buddies, all the horse, you know, swooning to their beautiful knees. But all I did was twist within her young sheets, and from the headboard, shaking in my nervous storm, several trinkets fell upon me. Elephants, glass dogs with seductive stares, a young boy and girl carrying a pail of water, but nothing by Bach or orchestrated by Ormandy, and I finally gave it up. Went into the john and tried to piss. I knew I'd be constipated for a week, and then I walked out. And my wife, a reader of Plato and E.E. Cummings, ran up and said, "Ooh, you should have seen Boo Boo at the pool. He turned backflips and side flips off one foot, and it was the funniest thing you've ever seen." I think it was not much later that the man came to our third floor apartment about 7 in the morning and handed me a summons for divorce, and I went back to bed with her and said, "Don't worry, it's all right," and she began to cry. I'm sorry. And I said, "Please stop. Remember your heart." But that morning when she left, about 8 o'clock, she looked the same as ever, maybe even better. I didn't even bother to shave. I called in sick and went down to the corner bar.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Mr. Charles Bukowski. Spent the last 16 years of his life here in Pedro and is planted at St. Yard de Bunas.
Hank.
What's it say on his gravestone?
"Don't try."
You got it. You tried to be successful, don't you? Yeah, but beautiful writing, beautiful thoughts, brave thoughts,
drunken
deep
thoughts,
human issues.
Yeah.
No shallow, you know, shallow end of the pool with Mr. Bukowski.
Yep. Nice. First hand.
So you can dive deep.
3 meter high dive.
Before that, we had some music Eva picked, right? Cocteau Twins with 5'10", 50 fold.
Uh-huh.
And Ben For Me by Drinker's Purgatory, which is a band that Raul Morales, who's second man, and now the new Missing Man Trio, drummer for me. A guy, I think he's had my boat a year and a half now, still has not driven it.
He can drive.
Although he can drive, because Eva told me he actually drove her car.
For an hour in Oakland.
Right, because you were tired. What's the story?
Yeah, no, we were driving to Oakland so him and Jessica could perform in Can of Beans, and I just couldn't drive anymore. I didn't realize when I went that no one had a driver's license but me. So he drove, an hour. I didn't even know he could.
He can. He's just, maybe, I think he told me he was going to get a license, or he had it. I don't know, but the bike works good for him. He stays in Pedrola. And, you like his smile, right? People,
he's very charming. Yeah. His smile. Girls love it.
Even when he's playing, you know? Got the good, positive.
He always
vibe,
looks really positive. Yeah. Yeah.
No scowler, sour ass, stink guy. Raul. And I have to hand it to Vinny because Vinny's the one who hit me to Raul.
Cool, good job.
Remember that when I was looking for a drummy because Jared was going to have to scissor touring?
Yeah.
So that was a great find. And that's how I stumbled into the 4th Street people and Todd. With his Recess Records and 13th Street gigs, and all this. So it's great. Because even though I've been in Pedro, I'm part of the original thing, I get out of touch. So, first gigs. What was your first gig, Eva?
I went to see the Leeches down at Sacred Ground.
That had Raul on drums?
Yeah.
With the hood?
Yeah.
I think my hood is
like him.
The garbage bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sack.
Think about mentors when you say hood.
It's more like a sack. Actually, you know what? In Spain, there's some old Catholic thing where they wear outfits like the clan.
What?
The clan kiped that. Yeah. They kiped everything. Although I think it was more calm, like an Inquisition thing or something. Anyway, you saw the Leeches, and they're an organ drum bass band, right? Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still around? Are they still playing?
Yeah, they're still playing.
Pretty, high energy. I think Raul played Standing Up.
Yeah, he does.
Right? It's kind of
Slim Jim.
Yeah, Slim Jim style. Go to venue needs rockabilly. Perspective. Right, Vinny?
Yeah, I like
it. You were at the Hootenanny yesterday, huh? A lot of pomade melting in the sun.
Did a lot of sweat.
A lot of sweat.
Only two really good band performances, Manic Hispanic and Super Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are good.
They killed it. They're like...
Cadillac Tramp guys.
Yeah.
Long Beach, maybe. I know some of those cats were...
One works with Adam Gaxiola.
Oh, wow.
Because we did a show with them once.
And then Adam's got a brother who plays with Raul and...
Killer Dreamer.
What's his name?
Jacob Gaxiola.
Adam's a crane operator, and he has a practice pad next to mine. And also, with Jerry, had a band with him, one of my numerous Stooges cover bands. Pedro.
I was trying to think of it.
It's on some Pedro comp that Craig Ibarra put out that's got a name.
Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah, is that a name?
Yeah.
I'm going to play Grease next week. So. Can you imagine Athens this time of year?
Man.
It's going to be some sweaty. And it's in a rock quarry on the rim of the town. I've played there before. Pretty intense. Oh, you working, Mike? So, your first gig, what did you think? Did you know about gigs before?
Yeah, but I can't really remember. But I remember I thought it was really cool. I think it was around Christmas time, and they had, Christmas lights strung all around them, and I thought it was really cool.
Their actual person.
Yeah.
Wow, that's dangerous.
And it was weird because, one of the people in the band, Brian, I had seen him at my house before because he's my brother's friend, but I didn't know he had a band. So I went there and I was like, oh, and then I saw my brother and I was like, oh, we're here for the same person. It was weird.
It wasn't his first gig.
No.
He's an old timer.
Maybe? Iggy Pop was my first. Iggy Pop was my first gig. I saw him at a country club at Reseda. And there was a record they were supporting that.
1982?
I think the Breaking Point. I think it was 1982. And it was the Breaking Point tour. It had that one song that was kind of a radio hit. I don't really remember the name of the song so much. The record was Zombie Birdhouse, and the song had like that line.
I remember Zombie Birdhouse.
Big Dick is a thumbs up guy. I just remember like that. So, but, so it was pretty cool.
I remember playing the country club once, and one of the bands playing, the bass player told me he was going to join the Navy to be one of the guys. And I said, yeah. He said, yeah, you know, there's a lot. And, you know, be. I said, well, what are you thinking of doing? This chaplain. Enough said. Very good, sir. As you were. No, he's cool, dude. Can't remember who he was or the band name.
Who was your first gig, Watt?
T-Rex. Yeah, Long Beach Auditorium. And D-Boons pops out with us.
You know, My first gig might have been Van Halen, but I didn't want to go with my mom because she wouldn't let me go. She offered to go with me, and I felt all socially uncool or something to go to show with my mom. That's awesome, man. Any parents would take their kids to shows and sit with them. That kicks ass.
Chachi, yeah, especially Devo's fuck, because he's way into Buck Owens.
Chachi from Toys That Kill, and his mom is a lot. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. She took his first gig was Firehose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the lawn. So. But I didn't mean to cut your words there.
No, it's all right. But these were in the days when, you know, it was a little while ago. And, there's Hare Krishnas in the crowd with sparklers. And his pop was just laughing and watching everything. And not bumming at all. Not being judgmental.
Was he straight-laced?
He was in Buck Owens, dude. He's from Nebraska. They spent a lot of time in Bakersfield.
Buck Owens is, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Hey, he passed away maybe a year ago, Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But D-Boone's pop was cool people, man. Very much. He saved our life once. We played a gig here at the Jetty, one of these portable stages, after Bannon killed us at some game. It was like just our 10th grade. And some band wanted us to play before him, and we were the Bright Orange Band at this time. And the drummer was Chris Kilo.
Is that before Reaction?
Oh, way before. We're 16. Or 15. And, we're stinking it up. We're copying other people's songs, not knowing how to play. People are already in a bad mood for getting whooped up with football. So, remember when Pedro had lame football teams?
I was on one of them.
were you a lineman?
No, it was guard.
Guard. So, anyway, they're throwing stuff at us. A lot of stuff. The guy kills the power. I'm barefoot. And so I get all shocked. I think I'm wearing the same jacket. I had that jacket a long time. My pop gave me that jacket. That's on the box of the Wee Jam Econo DVD. Yeah. And no shirt under it. Like an idiot. Yeah.
Bright orange band, barefoot. Almost hippie.
Yeah, 1974. So his pop comes up in the pickup truck through the crowd right to the lip of the stage, and we jump in, and he gets us out of there before they killed us. Yeah, so much respect for keeping on his pop.
Yeah,
brave that. I remember Earl Shag?
Yeah, paint the cars.
It was one of them jobs on a Chevy pickup truck, like emerald green or something. Whereas you didn't masking tape it yourself.
That's your fault.
Yeah. What chrome? What chrome? What do you mean the tires were black? No tires. So, what'd you think of your first gig? Was it mind-blowing? It was trippy on me. Especially because T-Rex, all I knew was the records. And they were like 2.5-minute songs. And he would play the first 2.5 minutes, but then get on his knees and be about 15 minutes of Jimi Hendrix kind of lead guitar.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, look at that. It's not. I remember because people would say at school if it was a good gig in the old days, was there was two things. It sounded just like the record. And the second thing was they played 4 hours. Like, those were good things. And his thing wasn't like the record. And then I remember when I saw the first punk gigs, and they were like 20 minutes long, you know. I like this. Yeah, they're not playing their last five albums, you know, but it's all right. It's all right. So all those things I had learned, or was supposed to learn as a young man, what made a gig good, I had to throw that all away. It was good.
Getting misinformed, huh?
Well, no, I had to make my own mind up. You don't let other people make it up for you. Like, he's got talent, I remember people saying, he's got talent. And that's why I like him. So really what you're doing is talking about yourself, like, I know. You know what I mean? And so after a while, it's like, whoa, whatever moves the group, that's all right. You know, what else do you know? It's all mystery. And so, yeah, maybe the dude, it's happened to me when, I have to admit, when I see a band, I focus in on the bass player. And
it depends.
Well, for me, because I do the bass. And sometimes they'll play a bass line that's really hot. And I'll come talk to the cat after the gig. And I've been playing 4 months because my friend made me. Yeah, it's like, whoa. I've been doing it a little longer now, but that's still a good bass line. You're playing bass, Eva.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that bass?
I like it a lot. It's perfect. It's purple.
She's got purple bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too big.
No. Term. Yeah, it's pretty short. It's a little bit bigger than my last one. I like it.
Right. And Vinny Taco Truck?
Yeah, me and Kid Kevin are just going to make some noise and... It's
Kevin
not like
plays with Raul in Killer Dreamer.
Yeah, and he's in Lipstick Pickups.
Oh, right, is that right? Oh, yeah. He's the drummer, huh?
Yeah. And he plays guitar in Killer Dreamer. And he can also play bass pretty good. So he's well-rounded musically.
I saw him take Gabby's place in Alphabets.
Yeah.
In a dress.
In a dress. And he played really out of his character. Like, he played, like, really...
Like Gabby.
No, not even like that. Like,
he was leaning forward like she does.
He just played, like... He played good, but he was slow and steady. But it was good. I was like, he wasn't showing off. I don't know. He was good. I liked it.
I saw her.
I don't know how to describe it.
Using some of her moves, and I thought it was
maybe that's
a
what
tribute
maybe that's
to
what
her. Why couldn't she be there? The same reason she can't be here today.
No, because they weren't originally supposed to play, and they're like, let's just play. And so she was, you know, in Anaheim. She didn't know that.
But where is she now?
Anaheim.
Yeah. See. Remember that song, Blow Up Disneyland?
No.
By the Eyes? Yeah, at the end it starts vamping all the Blow Up Disneyland, and then the last line is, Blow Up Anaheim. We don't want that out.
Now, a lot of Anaheim's been transplanted planning over here lately.
I was asking Eva about that. What about this? Well, you're not from Pedro either.
No.
I'm not. Brother
no.
Matt's the only one.
What about me?
Oh, well, yeah, Eva.
No. You guys born on 7th Street?
PPH? SPPH?
I was born in Kaiser.
Yeah, I was born in L.A., but...
Okay.
See, I mean, that whole... I have a friend of mine, Bob. And
Tony Platton's SPPH.
Yeah. And my buddy Bob Archer, he's like, he's bummed. He's like, man, I was born at Kaiser, you know? Like, I can't say born and raised in Pedro, you know?
Harbor City.
Yeah. It's like by half a mile, a quarter mile separate. I mean, literally, you know what I mean? You go over 5 points. If you don't cross the lights, you're in Pedro.
Right, right. So, well, no, but earlier you weren't here.
No.
But Eva said, I asked her, you know, what attracts out-of-towners to come here? I mean, my father got orders.
Maybe. Mine's easy.
It's closer to Vietnam.
There's,
from the hill, right?
Yeah. Mare Lest. And there's like a little punk scene up there, and there's a punk scene here, and they clicked. And then I moved to Harbor City. Like, all my old Pedro friends when I first came here, they'll still joke, yeah, Vinny's from Harbor City. That's what they, where they knew me is from. But no, not really. I lived there for a little while in a sketch neighborhood. Totally sketch.
Oh, well.
So you didn't even have the key to the house or nothing. The doors was always open. One of those trips, you know. So I came to Pedro. What was I saying? Gelled.
For a while, you were hanging with Marty.
Oh, the rock and roll.
Remember Marty?
We were doing party. Marty Tamburovich brought me. Marty Brooks Nastin, Tim O'Toons, Tim Taylor, and Marty Tamburovich.
The first singer with me, Georgie, and
that's like
the reaction.
He was staying with Rick Puglisi at what they called the Hippie Crash Pad on 25th and Hamilton or something
like
that.
Well, this is many years after Reaction.
Oh, God, way. Yeah, Marty was the old guy.
Yeah.
You know? As a trip, oh, wow, you know? That guy's in his 30s or something, you know? Maybe he was 29 or just getting his 30s. Now I'm the old guy. I'm the really old guy when I go to 13th Street. Last time I was at 13th Street, I saw a girl I used to date. I saw her kid there, you know? She, like, recognized me. Oh, wow, hey, what's up, you know? It's kind of cool, but...
That's crazy.
I felt old.
You ain't doing much gray, though.
No, I'm all right on that, but the head's grown, the forehead's grown pretty.
Pinch your movements in the eastern forehead.
Yeah. And I got a little, I got a slappy going.
Tonsured.
You get one or the other, gray or it thins out, you know.
Yeah.
So,
or antennas, or pointy ears. The pondering Marty Feldman.
A bay cut or a peninsula?
A peninsula, yeah, I think. I don't know what. I might get the bay. What do you, am I bay or peninsula? I don't know.
Twin
Coves. Twin Coves, there you go. So, music, though, is what brought me to the scene, because, like, even in high school, it was like Bigot and Cheese had these parties here, and we'd come down, and then they'd be, like, this band Dissonance, like, some of me and my friends used to hang out with, and this other band, D-Control. It was really kind of, like, the conjoining thing.
See, I didn't really know about that scene, either.
This chick, Susan Gill, used to have punk parties, and so a lot of Pedro would come up there, you know.
Up on the hill?
Yeah. Actually, right up 9th. I mean, you just go up 9th or 10th.
I know where it is.
Yeah.
School?
So.
I heard they're going to reopen the school.
Yeah, what a trip, man.
As a high school or?
Middle, intermediate.
Yeah, because it's been open as a middle school for a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's changed.
Yeah.
And now these young families are coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's musical. Straight up music. And when I knew I wanted to move to Peter, I went to this party on 10th and Palos Verdes is Bob Hayden's house. It was HR played with someone, but it wasn't HR. It was Descadena was jamming with someone. The Love Dolls played. Rick Lawndale played.
Sure.
And it was like this fucking kick-ass party, you know, like in the hood. And Swa played. Phil Van Dyne. I vividly remember Van Dyne rolling around in Broken.
Well, more and more people are hearing about Pedro. You know, John Doe's down here from X. He's making an independent movie. No, he lives like 90 miles north of L.A., like by Gorman in Grapevine. But he's staying down here while they're making this film, and he called me up the other day, pedaled down there. He said, I had to call you because I'm in Pedro, and like, you're the mayor, right? No, the idiot on the bicycle. but we were talking and all this, and he's from Baltimore originally, and that's a water town, and parallels. So Pedro, I think there's a lot of common ground folks can find in it, even if they're not from here, you know. And that's what's kind of nightmare about them doing a yuppie trip on us, because that'll rob us.
It's starting.
Yeah. So, but you know what? A farmer would tell you, if you want a good crop,
use a lot of manure.
So I say bring it on, you know, because there'll be a reaction, unless they just stormtrooper us. But there's a lot of Longies living here, and they own their own homes. You know, whatever happens, you know how humans are trendy, if things will come and go, but I think we'll keep our vibe. And I don't mind people moving here, especially if they got something to bring to the party, something creative. No, you know what I mean? Good ideas, creative expression.
Yeah.
Let them come. I'm not into that provincial thing. That slam the...
Set the door, our secret society, hitness or whatever.
That's lame.
It is.
It's not right. I wouldn't want it done to me. It's jive. I want to play some more music. Here's something I never heard before.
Cool, these are the best ones.
The kids just give you their music, you know, and you just trip on it. Hopefully it's happening. back on the air because I don't have anything else queued up.
Talking about haircuts.
That was Visions of Hildegard. Speaking about the radio, I was on the radio with the Sex Pistol guitars.
Steve Jones.
Did you hear that?
No, someone called me, but I had a fucking
cat. He is really a nice cat. Beautiful man. Really. I mean, I told him before we went on the air that I had kind of misgivings about this whole thing about doing promo for this Wee Jammy Kano DVD because, well, they're mixed. You know, I want people to know about it so they can watch D. Boone play and even speaks and stuff. And that's wonderful.
The blue shoes?
Yeah. All kinds of stuff. But he's there, you know, in that way. But on the other way, I don't want people to think I'm trying to make it a career off my friend Gombe and
Connor.
So, you know what I mean? So I told Steve this. And so when we come on the air, yeah, it wasn't the typical rock jock, connect the dot, sleepwalk.
You weren't sitting there with Ricky's?
It was a, yeah, cornball, jive, you know. He was really a nice man, and I got him to talk about him and his drummer, Paul Cook, and how they met as young guys, and he said he made him play the drums, and because we were going to have a band. And so in that way, I could kind of paralleled our story. Yeah, because that's what a band is a lot about. It's not, right? It's about people and friends. Yeah. And so then he got his acoustic guitar, and he said he wanted me to bring bass, you know, so we had these jams. And he had all the CDs he was going to play for the show on the table. And it was all this from the 70s, T-Rex, Mott the Hoople, Faces, Roxy, Bowie. And I know all that. It's from my teen years. So we had, he's a year and a half older, but we had a lot of in common. So we jammed on the end part of All Right Now, that free song, TVI. And then that, well, at the end, Georgie finally shows up and did bongos with us with Born on the Bayou. He said he wanted to do a shirt for a song for flannel shirts. And man, I didn't know when it was going to happen. And these jams went on and on.
It's scary when they go on forever.
Oh wow, it was. It was kind of scary. But you know, here I'm playing with Steve Jones, a guy I've looked up to a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I've met him before once, just shaking his hand, but really getting to talk with him and stuff. He was really a happening cat and made me feel okay, you know, because I had to sign autographs like Eva brought her ma, you know, at the thing. Georgie finally showed up and he was late for that too, but I'm glad he came. Then we did some in San Diego, you know, with Mike Halloran, old friend on the radio. It's just weird for me, you understand, you know, but I do want people to know about it. I mean, especially this package, it's like $5. We do whole gigs and stuff. And D. Boone gets to play for people and speak. I mean, I'm still here.
He's dancing.
He's the best dancer. Oh, it's
so great. And he's jamming his heart out. That one where he has the guitar war with Joe Baiza at the anti-club spot, like referees it. I think they're wearing...
Is that in the bonus footage?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's just a trip for me. You know, because I should be judged in the moment for my own work, what I'm making now, what kind of songs, how am I playing. Like the Stooges album coming out. I owe these guys my best notes. Hey. I did my best for D. Boone. A lot of my stuff is totally in debt with him. So I feel respect I got to give on him, you know. So when I'm there and I'm signing just my name, you know, it's a weird thing. I'm glad Georgie came help me a little bit. I want people to know that. It wasn't to say the Minutemen was the best band. We're just part of a movement. But I figured if people saw us doing it, anybody would start up a band.
People need to see that DVD.
And then D. Boone playing.
See, he'd be stoked if people had seen it.
Man, just think he's playing now. He'd be wailing. He wailed then. And so this is as close as we can kind of get to it. But it's not a career move. For what, you know, it's just I'm just lucky to be part of something like that. So I can't trample on it. And Steve Jones was, I told him, you know, there's a Sex Pistol one, huh? Called Filth and the Fury. Have you heard of this?
I saw that.
Rotten is crying when he's talking about Sid. You know, if you're really at these things, somebody's gone. You know what I mean? They're heavy things.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's part of the whole deal, but man, it's a hard lesson to learn.
Well, it's your friend.
And if you're going to dance on it, party on it, and wear it on your shirt, like it's, you know, get into whatever free card. It's not. It's kind of a Valentine thing for him. That's why I look back on it. And for the young people coming on, they want to know.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
It trips on them. And then I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do. Because Roy Mendez Lopez living in his car, the T-Rex, you know, all this we're taking from, we were that period of the shift, and now the new shift comes on.
Goes back to Sun House, 1910.
I mean, it's even weird for me to get the words right for it, because I don't know how to explain it and stuff. You know, the thing I don't want him exploited, man. You know what I mean? Especially by me.
Exactly.
That's the cat I have most responsibility, or should. Let's see, this band's called Black Dice, Watt from Pedro Show.
was. Kill the conditions, medicate me. I am the heartache in the land of free. What you want, she's got in spades. Loose lips, cheap lives, deep graves. Still you wanna get down with me. Doors. You gotta do it, there is no other.
more right for men to govern women than it was for one man to govern other men.
Pedro show.
Cool multi-purpose.
That was Dominatrix. Band from Brazil. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the song you picked.
Yeah.
You don't know the name of it.
No.
I guess that's my fault. We get lots of stuff, though, where they don't write the names on them.
Mystery discs, or we can't read them.
We can't read them, or figure it out. Or
weird colors.
And, you know. So, or sometimes, like, it's the band's name.
Yeah.
It wasn't the song's name. You know, I can't figure it out. It's beyond me. But anyway, Dominatrix, what town? You know, it's kind of a big brand.
I don't know. I just know they're from Brazil, and they came here once, like, played at the Smell or something.
Ah. And we had L7 before that with Fuel My Fire.
Uh-huh.
Right? And Kamikaze by a Long Beach band, the Black Five. What do you think?
What?
What were you saying about them?
Well, Black Five?
Yeah.
I don't remember. What?
They were girl fans.
Oh, yeah, they were girl fans. I didn't know the name of the band. I didn't know what you were talking about.
So
I don't like that trend. The guy's wearing the girl pants.
You're not with that.
No.
Okay, I'll stop.
Dittos on dudes.
Remember in the 70s?
Dolphins.
The girls. I've talked to a lot of people in these days, and they don't know about these pants that were huge in the 70s. They were called Dittos. You know Dittos?
Uh-uh. I wasn't alive.
But the Dittos came up kind of high on girls.
Oh, like on their waist?
It came up high.
Belly buttons.
There was a seam on the back. You could tell them because the seam went here.
Yeah.
Like a saddle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were called Dittos, and they were huge. Everyone wore them.
Did they look like riding pants?
Bunker shells, wine shirts, wood buttons. Yeah, you know,
yeah, my wardrobe.
No, and
leisure wear.
Yeah, there was a distinctive look. But I would have looked stupid in them pants, too. Actually, I'm wearing the same pants I wore at high school. I haven't changed my outfit at all. Wait long enough, right? It'll come back around. Before Bangkok 5, we had Motorcycle by the Black Dice. That was pretty neat. Hey, man. We only got a couple minutes left.
Really?
You got time, Wales?
It sure did.
You were afraid. I had to say, don't be nervous. Which is ridiculous for someone like Watt to say, because he's always nervous. That's why my hero is B-Rock Kuma. Because one day I will find peace. Somehow. Some way.
Right.
Or serenity, huh? Because in a way, I want to be wild. I want to be reacting. Well, that's just so I can really go off. So I must. Beforehand. Or save it for the stage or something. Or for the gig. Or a studio.
Exactly.
might be recording this week.
With who?
So we won't say. I've told you earlier. See it out. Do it. With Perkins. I played with Perkins last week. Man, I have never done Stooges songs that slow. Whoa. And I turned, after about three of them, I turned towards him and I go, whoa, is this slow? And 1969 was next. And oh, it was the fastest I've ever played it with anybody, even the original cats. He played stuff pretty fast. I couldn't believe how fast. And after the gig, I asked, hey, Perk, is that fast? Because I liked it. He said, I liked it. But he was charging hard, man. But some of it was so slow. It was a trip thing. Even though it was slow, bone, he kept groove good. That's the thing about Perk. You know? Tempo's just secondary. The main thing is groove. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the interesting little chicadera he throws in.
Oh, he does. He has.
Wow.
Did he bring the big kit? Like the banyan one?
Oh, yeah, of course. And up front, way up front on the stage. But that's the way I like it. I love drummers up front. I put Raul up front.
Jerry, too.
Yep, Jerry up front. Goes back. Yeah, I don't know when I first started doing that. But if us Minutemen would have thought of it, we would have done it then. Okay. It's, the end of the July 2, or should I say 2nd?
2nd.
That's 2nd. Thank you.
So I'm on the fence. I
2006 edition of Watford Pedro Show. Vinny Vegas, thanks for not flaking.
No, thanks for having me. I love coming here, man, every time.
Brother Matt, the most essential aid in a bet, and Eva. All you folks, keep your powder dry.